Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are getting into the second half of our week, going through Matthew 16, which is just really an unbelievable, mind-blowing passage about what Jesus says it means to follow him. He gives us clear instructions of this is what discipleship looks like. And yes, it happens in the power of the Spirit. Yes, God gives us the power to surrender to him. And he's saying, this is what it looks like. There's a specific way. There's a specific path. If you want to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And this is what we begin to learn. And what we've been discussing over these few days is this is the way to life. God's not dominating us. He's not wanting us to be miserable. He's wanting us to be happy. He's wanting us to live a true life of freedom. And so he leads us first into self-denial because he knows that our inclination is to love ourselves, to put ourselves at the center. But guys, a life that with God at the center and others at the center is a happy life, is a fruitful life, not only just on this earth, but for all of eternity. And I don't know about you, but that's where I want to go, to eternal life with God forever. And I want you all to come with me. And I want you to bring as many people there with you as you can. So that's why we have to be very clear about how Jesus instructs us how to live. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to read Psalm 45. That's where we are in our opening Psalms in our prayer time. And then we're going to talk about taking up our cross. Yesterday, we wrapped up self-denial. Again, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the episodes from this week because I think they're very fruitful and the Holy Spirit is really speaking to us. But we're going to talk today about taking up your cross, taking up your cross, not just dying to yourself, but choosing the cross as our instrument of death and following Jesus to Calvary. So if you'll join me in Psalm 45, we're going to pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the fairest of the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously for the cause of truth and to defend the right. Let your right hand teach you dread deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your divine throne endures forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will sue your favor with gifts, the richest of the people with all kinds of wealth. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold woven robes. In many colored robes, she is led to the king with virgin companions as her escort in her train. With joy and gladness, they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. Lord Jesus, your throne endures forever. Your scepter is one of righteousness and equity. You're leading us into this intimate relationship with you, that we as the church are the bride adorned for you, the king. And we are led into your chamber to the marriage feast of the Lamb forever. Give us a deep desire for this, Lord, to enter into this deeper relationship with you, to totally entrust ourselves to you. Teach us, show us who you are as the bridegroom as we read this word. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, Matthew 16:24, you're going to be like, are you really going to read this part every day? We are. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels and the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every man for what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So yesterday, we wrapped up our conversation on self-denial, this first building block. The second building block is Jesus saying, not only do you deny yourself, but you take up your cross. Remember, because you're coming after me, you're coming behind me, and this is where I'm going. I've showed you and I'm showing you the way to freedom and success and happiness and eternal life. And it's taking a cross upon your back to Calvary and dying. Remember, Paul says in Galatians 2, I have been crucified with Christ. This is the spiritual life. This is transformation in Jesus, giving ourselves over to the cross. Allowing ourselves to be crucified and ultimately not just denying ourselves, but going all the way to death. Because I think we've talked about this before, but the last thing that the enemy wants is for you to die. You can deny yourself all day long as you stay on life support, and it does not lead to total death to self. As long as your flesh is still in charge, he's happy. As long as you think that everything's good and you're talking about death, this is what we do sometimes. We have these deep spiritual conversations and we talk about death and we talk about dying. And we talk about all of this other stuff and we're like, yes, I'm going to die to myself. The devil does not care unless you actually do it. So he's trying to keep you on life support. He's saying, even go ahead, carry your cross as long as you're not crucified with it. But the reality spiritually, friends, is he's saying, I have been crucified with Christ. Through your baptism, you are crucified with Christ. You're buried with him in his death. And this is the spiritual reality that you live in. To die to the flesh. This is what he's inviting us into. In this book, Renovation of the Heart, we've been discussing, Dallas Willard says this. He says this about the cross. He says, the cross we must take is laid upon all obsessive and partial desires so that the broad reach of agape love can integrate for us a whole and eternal life with God and man. This is so powerful. We've been talking through the week, those places in our hearts we have attachments, the places where our flesh is in control. And he says the cross of Christ is laid upon those places in our heart. This is why we must take up the cross, so that the instrument that the devil thought was for death is for death and eternal life, is laid upon those places of our hearts where we're obsessed, those places of our hearts where we have partial, disordered desires. And as those places die, the reach of God's love, how do we know the reach of God's love? The cross. Agape love. The love of God goes so far as to die. That the reach of agape love then comes in through that cross. That cross is the instrument of God's love. Comes onto those places of our hearts where we're so broken, where we're grasping at the world, where we have so much self-concern, where we're living according to our own will, and God's love in the cross reaches upon us, and through our death, he integrates in us how we're supposed to live. And so we just pray and we ask God to show us where are those places that we need to take the cross upon ourselves. And some of us, we're afraid. We're afraid of not being in control. We're afraid of not controlling our own lives because we really, at the core of it, we say, is God trustworthy? Last time I gave myself over to someone, it didn't end well. Last time I let someone in at that level in my heart, it didn't end well. It was too painful. It was too hard. Maybe we're so concerned, I won't get what I want. I won't be safe if I let God be in control. Because friends, the only way we can actually deny ourselves and take up our cross is if we put ourselves in the hands of God. We have to surrender. We have to surrender our lives. And Jesus, as we talked about at the beginning of this week, he's inviting us to answer that question, will you lose your life? The only way we can accept the cross is if we believe in the love of God. In that book, he says this, it is the love of God
admiration and confidence in his greatness and goodness, and the regular experience of his care that frees us from the burden of looking out for ourselves. Friends, you can't look out for yourself and take up your cross. This is why Jesus is saying, if you come after me, because this is what he did. Remember, Philippians says, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him a name above every name. Why? Because he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He put his life in the hands of the Father. Jesus was only able to take on our suffering and walk to Calvary and die on the cross because his life was in the hands of his Father. He said in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but your will be done. He dies to his own will. In that garden, he says, I'm laying down my will. He denies himself. He takes up his cross and he follows the will of the Father. And he's saying, you do the same. I showed you. I was crucified. I died and was buried. I completely gave myself up to my Father because I trusted him so much. I gave myself completely to him because I know how good my Father is. I know how much he loves me. I knew his plans and purposes were better than what Jesus saw just in his humanity. And he's inviting us to the same thing. He's saying, take up your cross, but the only way you can truly do it is surrender. Friends, today, start today. Don't think about the whole plan of your life. Don't think about your 5-year plan. Don't think about every single day that you have to come. Don't even think about when you're going to die. Think about today. Think about the next minute that you have. Think about the next task that you have. Think about the next 5 minutes, the next hour. Take it in increments and say, I entrust myself to you because Father, you are good. You are a good Father who has good plans no matter what happens to me. I'm placing myself in the care and the admiration and the confidence of your greatness and your goodness. And this allows me to take up my cross. Only when I've surrendered my life to God and doing it over and over again, I can take that cross upon me through the power of the Spirit, and that cross lays on those parts of me that need healing, that need surrender, that need to be broken, and the reach of the power of God's love that conquers even death, that makes the cross not a tool of death, but a tool of eternal life, a symbol of eternal life comes upon me and transforms me. And so we ask today, we've talked about self-denial. Now, how do I take up my cross? What are those places in my heart that the cross of Christ needs to lay upon? What's stopping me from taking up my cross? Do I believe in the goodness of God? And friends, today, say to God, I'm choosing to place my soul in your care because your plan is better than my plan. Now show me how to take up my cross and follow you into your kingdom. He's calling you to Calvary. The call of discipleship is simple. It's Jesus whispering to us, come and die. Come and die. Come and go where I've gone. I will never ask you to go anywhere I've never gone before. But I placed my life in the loving hands of my Father, and it redeemed the world. If you place your life in the loving hands of my Father, I will bring you home to eternal life. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.